The discontent arises from research conducted by Larry Spring, the Schenectady City School District Superintendent, concerning the state aid formula.
What I found is that the districts that are much less than fully funded, the least funded districts, tend to have a disproportionality or a high concentration of minority students in them.
Spring is troubled by the notion that the racial demographic of a school district would affect the amount of state funding provided. He expressed his concerns in emails sent to 42 other districts across New York that have mostly non-white students, and Wednesday he met with superintendents from around the state at Proctor's Theater.
It's a pretty mixed reception. There's a lot of folks who, you know, initially they want to know more, want to understand, you know, where does that data come from? How do we figure that out? How do we begin to take a look at this information? There are some folks who are a little bit uneasy having conversations about race. That tends to bring with it a volatility that talking about poverty, you know, poor school districts does not bring with it. There are some folks who are outraged, don't know how such a thing could be allowed to happen. In a state like New York or in this day and age, and are eager to take action. So it's really kind of a range of reactions that folks have. What I wanted to do by bringing together a group of superintendents is begin to talk with folks who are, you know, similarly outraged to say, now, what are the next steps that make the most sense.
Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education says Spring and the districts make a valid point.
State school aid is inadequate to meet the needs of students. It is inequitable in terms of how we fund our schools, and it has a disproportionately negative impact on students in poverty and Black and Latino students. These are facts, and our state government has failed to address them adequately.
Michael Borges, executive director of the New York State Association of School Business Officials, weighs in.
All students, regardless of race or ethnic background, deserve a sound basic education that prepares them to be career or college ready. This lawsuit, combined with the legal action initiated by small cities, school districts, who've also complained of being shortchanged in state aid, will hopefully spur the state to more quickly remove the GEA or the gap elimination adjustment and fully fund the foundation aid formula agreed to in 2007.
Superintendent Spring says he expects an actual complaint to be filed with the Office for Civil Rights by the end of summer.
It might actually be a better strategy if other folks are filing those complaints. You know, parents or other organizations that advocate for these protected classes of citizens.
A woman who answered the phone at the New York State Education Department said it was unlikely the agency would comment. With all the recent headlines on education funding and testing, Kenneth Eastwood, the superintendent of schools in Middletown, Orange County, believes schools, students, and taxpayers have a stake in this issue.
In Middletown, if we had what was promised to us to take care of our kids, we would have received an additional $79 million over the last 4 years. That would mean that there are significant programs that we would not have to cut, and we would be able to provide the appropriate resources for meeting these new standards that the state is putting on us. The problem here, though, is that, unfortunately, even though they have to compete on these state exams at the same level, our kids are not receiving the funds that are going to be necessary to get them that additional experience to compete equally on those exams. So it's almost like saying these exams really are designed for the elitist, but in order for students that are not experienced the elitist upbringing, we're still not going to give you any extra money to make sure that you provide them with additional resources to catch up.
It is not known how many districts will sign the formal complaint. The Schenectady Daily Gazette reported that Albany City School District officials are eager to join the effort. Calls to district officials in Albany were not returned. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.